Hey, and welcome to Let's Talk CPF, a podcast where we bring conversations on CPF to your ears. Brought to you by the CPF Board, this podcast will answer common questions, offer tips, and feature interviews with industry experts on CPF and financial planning. Thanks for listening, and let's get straight into today's episode.
We are all aware of the rising cost of living as well as the impending GST increase next year. What can we do then to mitigate this? I'm Yu Zhen from CPF Board, and in this episode, we have with us Qing Yu, Senior Client Advisor with Provident, a wealth advisory company, to share some ways we can cope with the higher cost. Hi, Qing Yu.
Hi, Yu Zhen.
Really happy to have you here with us. Qing Yu, I understand before you joined Provident, you were with SIA, working on many interesting projects, such as forecasting demand and optimizing air ticket prices. You even work very closely with both Tiger Airways chairman and CEO as their staff assistant, and with a small team, play a part in turning the domestic airport in Canberra to be international flight ready. After all this, you decided to make a career switch to pursue your passion in financial planning. So what do you do now in Provident?
I'm a client advisor here at Provident. We are a fee-only comprehensive wealth advisory firm that works closely with clients to craft and put in place a holistic wealth plan. And then we partner them in their journey to achieve their purpose and life goals in a prudent and comfortable manner. Being a fee-only firm means that we strictly do not take any commissions. And clients being the only ones who pay us, they feel assured that we advise and act in their best interests. And if there are any commissions generated from the products that we implement, they're all rebated 100% back to clients. So through our conversations with clients, we get to hear about what is most important to them. And then we help them find clarity in allocating their resources, both financially and their time, towards the things that mean the most to them. Also, when it comes to investments and financial products, as a trusted partner to our clients, we also help them demystify and review the risks and considerations of each. So personally, I've been very intentional when planning out my own finances and time, which led me to where I am with Provident today. And it is something I always incorporate into conversations with clients. For us, our belief is that the objective of wealth management is never about growing the money as much as possible. The real goal is really whether we are allocating resources in a way that is actually improving our lives. And having clarity over our priorities is really important.
Since the end of last year, globally, everywhere is facing high inflation, and we can feel that even in Singapore, things are getting more expensive. What causes this inflation, and what would be your advice to our listeners to better manage this higher cost?
Inflation started to creep up in late 2021, last year, as a result of supply chain disruptions, not only from COVID-related border restrictions, but also the geopolitical tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Furthermore, policies that stimulated demand during COVID added to inflationary pressures that we see today. So to control inflation, central banks around the world have been raising interest rates to increase the cost of borrowing, as well as encourage higher savings. So to manage the current higher cost of living, the first step is to be aware of our own expenses and really understand which one of them are essential and which are more discretionary in nature. Now, essential expenses tend to be items such as basic food, your utilities, your transport, and other fixed obligations like your taxes, insurance premiums, and mortgage repayments. Now, expenses that are discretionary typically are things like your holidays, your eating out, leisure activities, or even buying luxury goods. So knowing where our spendings go can help ensure that we still keep within our means when prices go up. And if there are expenses that need to be trimmed, realistically, we should review our discretionary expenses first to see if either they can be reduced or even be replaced with lower cost alternatives.
There has been quite a bit of interest in Singapore savings bonds, treasury bills, and banks' fixed deposits. What are your thoughts on them?
In recent times, these instruments have been very popular because of how fast interest rates have risen this year. And we have been in a low interest rate environment for a long time. And now with the yields of about 3-4% on such low-risk products, people are really starting to look more closely into them. Now that said, inflation is high as well. Hence, even with the higher rates of your Singapore savings bonds, your fixed deposits, and now treasury bills or T-bills, which are getting very popular, they are still generally negative yielding if you factor in inflation, and they would not be a sound long-term solution. So most of these are quite similar in nature when you compare the risks and returns you're getting. How you would decide between them would mostly depend on the terms and flexibility of each. For example, Singapore Savings Bonds are fantastic because not only are they capital protected, they also give you the flexibility to redeem anytime while still offering higher yields if you choose to keep them longer. However, there's a $200,000 limit on how much Singapore Savings Bonds can you apply for. On the other hand, T-bills allow for a high application limit and is guaranteed by the Singapore government to repay your capital at the end of the term.
So besides SSBs, T-bills and banks' fixed Ds, what are suitable investments or ways we can protect our assets from being eroded away by inflation?
So while inflation is typically felt as the rising cost of goods and services, it also means that the value of your dollar is worth lesser. Hence, cash usually tends to be a poor asset to hold in times of high inflation. Now, equities and high-quality bonds tend to be a natural hedge against inflation because their growth and returns are driven from company revenues, which are related to the price of goods and services. At the same time, companies also own assets like your buildings, factories, and goods that hedges against the lower value of cash. The downside, however, is the volatility that comes with equities and even bonds, which are sensitive to interest rate changes. While these assets are one of the best instruments to build wealth and counter inflation over the long run, it is extremely hard to predict how they will move in the short term. So as such, if there is a need to access these funds over a short time period of, say, less than 3 years, it is still better to consider using instruments with minimal volatility like your T-bills, your Singapore Savings Bonds, and your bank fixed deposits. When deciding what we should be investing in, we should have a plan or roadmap towards what are some of the future expenses we need to cater for, whether they are in the short term or long term, and then allocate our resources accordingly. CPF SA is also a good option to consider topping up into, which compounds at a risk-free rate of 4%, and it's really good to form the base of anyone's retirement. The only consideration you want to think about is the liquidity. Hence, you want to make sure that these monies are really meant for your retirement in the future.
So Provident is known as a specialist in retirement planning. What are the risks in retirement planning, and how can we mitigate this risk?
The five major risks of a retiree are overspending risks, longevity risks, healthcare risks, inflation risks, and investing risks. For the first risk, overspending risk is about not knowing how much you can afford to be drawing down on your retirement resources and overconsuming that you risk not having enough to last throughout your retirement. We can mitigate this by planning properly and assessing the income that we can reliably draw on an ongoing basis for our retirement. On the second risk, we also want to make sure we take care of longevity risks by ensuring that we plan for our monies to last us long enough so that we don't end up outliving our financial resources. The average life expectancy in Singapore is about 85 years old, which means that there's a 50% chance you'll live beyond that. To be safe, it would be more reasonable if we ensure that our resources can last us at least beyond age 90 or 95 years old. And CPF Life mitigates this very well, because it'll provide a very safe level of income as long as you live. Hence, you do want to consider maximizing the scheme to your benefit. For the third risk, healthcare risk refers to potential spending shocks to our retirement plan if we encounter large unexpected medical bills that might drain our retirement resources significantly. So to cater for this, we want to ensure that we have the appropriate insurances in place, like your hospitalization shield plan to cover hospital bills, and if possible, a critical illness payout to cover alternative treatments that might not be in the scope of the shield plan coverage. For the fourth risk, inflation risk, in our planning, we should always remember to factor inflation in our spending needs, because the typical retirement has quite a long time horizon of about 30 years. In addition, part of the retirement resource should be invested to protect against inflation. For the fifth risk, investing risk. Investing does carry risks. Because a retiree is drawing down on his or her assets, a significant market decline in the early years can mean being forced to sell assets for spending needs and locking in losses. For a retiree, this can significantly impact whether he would still have enough to draw down for the rest of his retirement. To mitigate against this risk, we should always make sure that we match the time frame on when we need to spend towards the risks we are taking on any investment. In general, monies that we're going to spend over a short time horizon should be parked in very safe assets, while those monies that we'll only spend in the later years of our retirement can then be invested in higher return assets like equities. And when it comes to investments, we should ensure that our holdings are globally diversified so that we reduce specific company, industry, or even country risks, while also ensuring that we keep the costs of investing reasonable so that they don't eat into our returns unnecessarily.
Thank you, Chinyu, for sharing with us how we can better cope in the current economic environment. The first step, being aware of our expenses, bucketing them into essential and discretionary. Secondly, the suitable investments or ways we can protect assets from being eroded away by inflation. Lastly, the five major risks of a retiree: overspending risk, longevity risk, healthcare risk, inflation risk, and investment risk. Before we go, Chinyu, do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners?
It is important to plan well because life is short and we want to be really intentional when it comes to allocating our resources. Now, these resources include not only financial assets, but also how we choose to spend our time. And financial planning is not only about buying products or trying to find ways to get the highest return, but really about sitting down and asking ourselves what is truly important to us and how we want to live our lives. From there, we then have the clarity to decide where we want to put our time and the money towards, allocating them between now and in the future.
With that, we have come to the end of today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Yuzhen, and you have been listening to Let's Talk CPF.
Before you go, we would love to hear from you. Email us with your questions or comments at podcast@cpf.gov.sg so we can create better content for you. You can also leave us a review on the platform you're listening from to help others learn about our podcast. For the latest news, visit cpf.gov.sg/podcast or follow our social media pages. Thank you once again. Until the next time, let's talk CPF.